Oh.
Do you mind if he licks his
I don't mind at
his
all.
Balls and penis really quick while we roll? He has like yeah.
Balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he eventually he'll stop chewing on my arm and wrist and stuff. Chill out. Just sit. A lot going on. I can't imagine being him and being like he was locked up abroad only moments ago and now he's like, well, let me go into this studio with six cameras. Must be so confusing. He doesn't like any chew. Oh, look at you, mister. Oh, do you see yourself? Is that what you're looking at? You know how I am always like, I think I could get an animal to talk to me. I think this is the one. I really do. Look at this face. He can hear. He knows what I'm saying. Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today. Cool.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I think I threw up.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay. Well.
Do you do it again? I feel like it's good luck when you... Are my eyes like swollen shut?
No, are mine?
No. Mine feel swollen.
I know. I think Maxi Bug is like an allergen.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think I might need an EpiPen.
Yeah. Huh. Maybe okay. You might just need to start taking like Benadryl every day.
Walking around. Yeah. Zombie style.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce
them?
Do you want me to introduce the pod?
Yeah, introduce the pod.
Okay. Hey everyone, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. I'm Brooke.
I'm Connor.
And we're happy to be back and happy to have you here as well. So Connor, take it away.
I don't have anything.
Introduce your friend.
Dog. Hi guys. This is Max. He's like kind of relaxing now.
Yeah.
But I did pick him up recently from the pound. And so he's like part of, it's BNC and M.
Mm-hmm.
M-A-P. It's BNC M squared AP now. So this is Max. What kind of questions do you have for me about Max at this time?
Okay. What happened?
I got a text from somebody.
Yeah.
They said urgent. We know that you don't have that much going on day to day. Can you go pick up this dog?
Right.
And I said, okay, I'll do it. And then they go, by the way, he's getting put down tomorrow or something. He was like urgent.
Local?
Yeah.
That is like absolutely insane that really does happen. Like it's not even a myth.
Yeah.
Like dogs are put down every single day.
I'm kind of nervous now that I say put down because they were just like urgently he needs to find a home. But that means like put down, right?
Yeah.
Or else.
That's how I got all of my dogs growing up. They were about to be put down.
Okay. Well, then that was the case.
Which is just like nuts that is a thing.
That was the case. So I went and picked him up. And then as I got there, remember that thing that happened to me last time I was talking about getting a dog and I was thinking about like how long dogs live.
Uh-huh.
And then I was thinking about like, oh, I'm like the sole care provider of this, like other, this beast.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, how old will I be if he lives to 15? And then I'm like, oh, I'm like about to retire.
Right.
Like at that age, by the time that he passes on.
Mm-hmm. No, Max will meet your kids.
Yeah.
Frankie could meet mine, too.
I just got an eye twitch when you started talking about that. So then I was like, I handed my ID to the woman at the front. And he goes, okay, cool. I was like, and it was like, do I want to say that?
Yeah, probably.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It was just like, I was like, what do I need to do? Do you need to like background check me or anything? She goes, no, give me $20. And I was like, I can just give you $20 for that dog. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay.
Well, I guess like if they're literally going to put it down, like.
Get it out of my damn sight.
What's the point of even background checking someone, which is also really sad.
Yeah. I know. So sad.
Yeah.
But it was a great shelter, Lancaster Animal Shelter. And they had so many people coming in and out and so many like volunteers and stuff. And so he was the only dog that I saw that was in a kennel with another dog. So like they were had buds.
Oh,
and
then no, what was happening to the other bud?
Got adopted the next day.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Because I was about to go, my ass was about to pack back up yeah. and head back out. Because it was making me lose my sleep.
Yeah.
But he was so good. Actually, when I first picked him up, he was like, I don't need to leave.
Right.
They like walked him out and he was like trying to go back in. And I was like, why is he trying to go back
he
in?
They're
like,
he loves his buddy.
He hasn't eaten today. And because like shelters don't have any cash for food. I said, this guy is looking snatched. He needs
to
eat.
We need to go volunteer.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Everybody should.
Yeah.
If you can handle it. Personally, I'm thinking back to walking through the shelter and it was making me need to vomit my guts out.
Yeah.
And then the first dog, I was like, I need to pet all these dogs on the way to see him. And the first one tried to eat my hand. So I continued walking. I didn't pet any other dogs, but that's okay. Took him home. He's like totally the best dog ever. Like off leash even. Because I think he's like so addicted to this young man.
Yeah, he is.
That like he can't leave my damn side.
Right.
And he needs to be in my bed every day at 5 a.m.
Oh,
so like my schedule's changed.
Does he sleep in your bed throughout the night?
No, he switches from my bed to my couch to check both sides of my windows on both sides.
Okay.
Which is like, when does he sleep? I guess during the day when I have time to run him outside.
Right.
So he's kind of like a nocturnal bug.
Oh, a nocturnal bug.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Hell yeah. So he's now with us. I'll probably need to figure out sleeping schedule. He's also got the the fattest balls I've had, like huge balls, so those will be gone soon, and I think he'll chill out and maybe sleep through the night. I think it'll change. I'm sure a lot of people
dogs mellow out once they get neutered,
because I think he's trying to like alpha me.
He's oh,
and I'm like, no, I'm I've the alpha, please let me be up. The alpha. Please, like, I just need to get some damn sleep. Please, I need to be the alpha.
He's alpha mode.
And then yesterday, like, on the beach, I took him to the beach last night and ran him, and he ran. He's so nice to other people that, like, he's, sometimes I'm like, did you forget about me just now in 13 seconds? And so he, like, ran up to these people having a picnic, and I was like, I'm so sorry. And they're like, no, just can you grab him? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And I ran over. His face, couldn't see his head, buried balls deep in their Chipotle bag.
Oh,
and they were like, he's fine, but can you get him away from us immediately? And I was like, yeah, for sure. Fully don't even know how much Chipotle he ate. But he was farting last night.
I was going to say, how was his stomach?
Fart city.
Fart city.
Like, yeah.
Like father, like son.
I know. Anyways, he's good. We're going to get...
He's such a good boy.
He's pretty good. Can you believe he was just like locked up abroad last week and now he's...
Do you know like where did the pound find him?
No info at this time.
None.
And he's microchipped to me now.
How does the microchip work? Stupid question.
Ask
Sorry.
Elon, not me. I don't know.
How do they get it in? You don't know.
Pill? I don't know.
No, it must be like...
They inject
surgically.
It?
How do you inject a chip?
Yeah.
Oh, via injection. Oh, surgically.
No, via injection. Injection feature. They just shoot it right
in. I don't
in.
Get it.
I want a chip.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No.
I want a chip.
Who do you want tracking you?
My emergency contact.
Who's your emergency contact?
Depending on which festival I'm going to.
Yeah.
But.
That would be nice if you could program it, like, to change. Or, like, find my friend's vibes, like, turn it off.
I wish I could show you. Yeah, like, turn it off and on. I don't need people tracking me 24/7.
But the thing is, like, you never know if it's really off.
You just have
That's the thing about a microchip. Yeah.
The one thing we know about microchips is you just never know with those things.
But I'd like to microchip my children. Why don't we do that? I guess like it's like not legal.
I think
it should
be. It's not consensual.
It's not consensual.
I didn't get chipped consensually.
Yes.
It's
there's actually I've seen episodes of things about that.
It's giving alien abduction.
Yeah.
We chipped you.
But I think like as far as safety is concerned for your children, like maybe until they're like 18.
And then they get the chip removed?
Yeah. And then they can, everybody has a chip removing ceremony.
Bat mitzvah. And then instead of a.
Your chip comes out.
Your chip comes out.
While you're reading the Torah. And then you become a woman.
Or a man.
Or a man. Yeah.
Depending on what you are.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. And then
did you know that?
What do you do with the chip?
It's a bar or bat mitzvah, depending on if you're a girl or a boy.
Yeah, I knew that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I knew that.
was just trying to teach you what something new.
No,
you're already ahead of the game.
I have three tangents we could go on, so pick what you want.
Okay, give me the options.
Bugs. In general.
Okay.
Tracking in general, or
we already did tracking.
No. I could go on because you know what I got.
What?
Myself for my birthday.
What?
AirTags. I'm obsessed with my AirTags.
Okay, yeah, those are
sometimes.
Cool.
Sometimes.
Do you have one?
No, just my wallet and my keys.
He needs one.
But I've been on time to everything recently because I have an AirTag in my wallet and my keys, and I figured out I got to the bottom of it. I'm late because I put down my wallet and my keys somewhere in my room on my way out, and then I'll go back in to get my wallet or my keys, and I'll put the other one down. Today, I found my keys on top of my car.
You know what's cool?
Why were they ever on there?
I don't know.
I was using them to get in.
But Connor, you just reminded me, I lost my AirTag that was in my wallet. But now I'm like, I can just find the AirTag.
You can track the AirTag.
Let me see where it is.
The beauty of the AirTag is that that's what you're tracking.
It's at my house.
Wow.
I'll never find it, though.
But it plays a sound.
It plays the saw. It's beep. I'm not going to be able
to
hear
it's,
that.
It does. It's like this.
Like... What's the point?
It's like for woodland fairies. Like you're putting on a show for woodland small pixie dust
useless
characters.
Especially with these ears, because I've told you that your ears go. You can hear less frequencies as you age. And that's what's happening to me. So I can barely hear my AirTag.
Damn.
Scream for me. Let me hear say my name. Let's go. Are you okay?
AirTag, let me hear you roar. You're going to have like a house full of a bunch of AirTags. And it's going to be your Edgar Allan Poe Sound of a Beating Heart.
There
vibes.
Should be settings on like the volume of
turn
the,
it
of
up.
The tag.
Connect to my Bluetooth.
Turn this shit up.
Can I get aux? I need to find my, my AirTag.
Yeah.
Anyways, I got two of those for my birthday.
Good
one's in my wallet. Yeah, great tangent.
Okay, what's the next one?
I would AirTag genuinely my car, too. I would leave one in my car, which is funny because I heard, like, looking up AirTags, I heard recently that, like, a lot of, like, crazy ex-boyfriend girlfriends will put an AirTag in your gas tank or something, and then, like, they know where you are
the time. Also, like, random people, like, in terms of, like, crime vibes.
All the time.
I guess this is where it becomes blurry.
Blurred lines, yeah. Robin Thicke.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I get notifications all the time. This AirTag is following you, and it's like,
yeah, it is scary.
Patting myself, did I get chipped when I was like subconscious?
Probably.
Upconscious?
It's probably in your car.
No, it's on my person because I'll be like solo walking through the mall, and someone's tracking me.
So someone slipped one in your purse.
Someone slipped me a tag.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Scary.
Anyways, you want bugs or bat mitzvah next?
We can do bat mitzvah, but then I obviously want to check in about like our New York trips and what we've been through since the last time we saw each other.
Yeah.
But do you want to do bat mitzvahs first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know bat mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs had themes. Mm-hmm. And you said...
So you've never been to one?
No, I don't... I guess like where I grew up was very much like copy and paste people, but like I never got invited to one. I would have killed.
Wow. Damn, I wish we could go back in time and you could come to mine.
You and I both.
Yeah. Mine was the first of my whole grade.
Oh, okay.
And this is also why I didn't have a theme. Because when I was in middle school, my mom decided that she was going to be religious. I didn't take part in that, but she kind of went on a solo venture there. And like in religious Judaism, you have your bat mitzvah if you're a girl when you're 12.
Oh.
And not 13. So I did mine, even though I'm the youngest in the grade, I had mine first because I did it when I was 12. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Because everyone else was 13 when I was 12 because I'm young, but mine was still first because I did it when I was 12 as opposed to 13 when everyone else did
it. But they would have already done it because they were 13, right?
I guess I'm not that much younger than everyone. Okay, imagine I'm the same age as everyone.
And yours came first. I'm just 12. Okay, that's fine.
And I get it now. Yeah. Okay. So I had mine first.
Yeah.
And because she was doing this whole religious thing, I also wasn't allowed to have a theme.
So
because
the theme
she was like,
the
theme would take away
from
like the
Judaism.
Religious experience of it all, which I couldn't have given less of a crap about personally, but she didn't have a theme. And then she gave up on the religious thing pretty quickly. And so my sister's theme was YouTube, and I felt completely sick to my stomach at her bat mitzvah because I didn't get a theme.
YouTube themed.
Yeah, hers was YouTube themed and I didn't get a theme because I had to be religious. The good thing about being religious though is I didn't have to read any Hebrew.
Nice.
Because that's also apparently a religious thing, is the girls don't have to do that, whereas my sister did because she did a...
Because she had the theme?
Because she had a regular...
Well, it's a give and take.
Yeah, I wanted a theme.
Why is men bar and women bat?
I don't know. No? I think that's just like words in the Hebrew.
Oh, like in Spanish, it's niña, nino?
Exactly.
Nino?
I think that's the kind of thing.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean, that answers that. My theme for my 13th birthday was slime.
Okay.
Just in general.
I would have loved to have a slime theme bat mitzvah.
Yeah, it was so fun. There was slime everywhere.
Oh, also, can I show you the difference between me and my sister's outfits?
Sure.
At our...
Yeah, I would love to see that.
Bar mitzvah, just so you get a sense of like what we were both working with in terms of what my mom let us do. Can you talk while I find those photos?
Yeah, I'll talk about it. So at my slime-themed birthday party, we had a pool full of slime, like a children's swimming pool, and we got slimed.
Keep going, actually. Because let me get both photos.
I'm just like having an allergy attack. I really want to talk about bugs when you get a chance.
No, do bugs while I cue these up.
Oh, I really want you to contribute to the bug thing. Okay, so when I was... it's about New York, so maybe I'll just move right towards New York. I got stung by a bug I've never seen in my life. 2 weeks ago,
that's always scary.
I was drunk as hell, and I got home and I brushed my teeth and I'm like sitting down to pee, which I needed to at that time because I was unable to aim correctly. And so I sat down and all of a sudden I felt someone stab me in the bottom of my foot with a knife, a dagger, and I lift my foot and there is a pulsing large bug crawling away. And I ran into my friend's room. This is in New York.
Connor, I would have freaked.
No, I was about to... There's nothing you could do either. I'm like, wake up. Jake, wake up. Sorry, not you. I got stung by a bee or something. And like, I was like, it was like 2:30 a.m. and it's like pitch black. And I'm like, he's like, where is it? Where is he? He's like grabbing my foot. He's like shining the light. He's like, I don't see a stinger. I'm like, I don't see a stinger. My foot just starts to swell up. My foot was swollen for 2.5 weeks, like swollen and itchy, which sucks to be on the bottom of your foot.
Did you like, are you sure it wasn't like poison? You might have needed to be sucked. Like
I was telling him to
suck.
Do whatever you need to. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Suck the bottom of my foot, Jake.
You could have sucked your own foot.
Uh-uh, I'm not that flexible.
Let me see. If you tried harder, you could.
Brooke, I couldn't have done it. Maybe in my like what happens when like a mom has to lift a car after a kid?
Right.
What's that
phenomenon
called? Yeah, adrenaline rush. Maybe in my adrenaline rush, I could be a trapeze artist and suck the bottom of my foot. At that time, I couldn't.
Okay.
If
it came down to it, and I was bit by that poisonous bug on my foot, would you suck the venom out of my foot?
See, like now I'm thinking about it, it's like, would you want to have that poison that's in your foot in your mouth?
You spit it out. Use mouthwash.
I guess. I'm glad it happened to me on this trip because I don't think anyone else could have dealt with what... Brooke, it's still... I'm going to just show you the bottom of my foot.
Oh, wait. I thought you said you got stung by a bee.
I thought it was a bee, but like the more I thought about it, the more I was like...
I don't know why I just touched your
foot. That pulsing gray... Like, I don't even know how to explain it. And then my friends were all like looking up bugs on Long Island that night in the woods, and it was... The worst experience, like to look up which poisonous bugs stung you and they are all from hell. It was like, oh, I can't do this. I'd rather just like lose my foot and not even know what stung me.
What scare me is if it's the venom is going up into the rest of my body.
It did. It swelled up onto my ankle, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy, y'all. And then I've been having nightmares about bugs ever since.
Oh, Connor, I'm sorry.
And it's like spider season in California. Have you noticed that? Mm. Maybe it is, right?
No, and I wish you didn't tell me that.
Okay, because I thought I made that up. But like, I'm having dreams about spiders. I think because it's so hot out, the spiders like come in your house or like try to get in your house because it's like AC or something. So we've had like a couple spiders in like our downstairs and I'm just like uncomfortable. I want to live in an insane asylum with all white walls.
Yeah.
I can see everywhere in the room at all times, because like not knowing there's a spider in your room is worse than knowing there's a spider right there. I can see it.
That's a good way to put it.
At least I know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep having these dreams, and then yesterday I was walking him and I looked down at this tattoo and I'm in my peripheral. I'm like, oh, it's just my tattoo. It's my like black ink tattoo.
Right.
Big old spider crawling on my leg. Oh. I'm just like living in hell. I can't wait for that. The best, you know what? Don't care about any other holidays. The best day of the year is when it gets cold as shit randomly one day and all the bugs
Where
just
die.
Where
do they
die.
Go?
They die.
They die. How do they come back to life? If they all die, then how are they reborn?
Unfortunately, I don't want to say this word, but eggs.
Oh, I'm going to freak out.
And they hatch.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa, that's bad.
No, I want to I want to live in a fumigation tent. I don't care what
I'm
it does
moving
to
in
me.
With you.
Yeah. I hate bugs.
Yeah.
There's no redeeming qualities. And
They do some good things for soil.
When God calls all creation to
right?
sing, do you think spiders will be in the choir?
I do.
I hope not.
Were they on Noah's Ark?
There's probably so many spiders on Noah's Ark.
Let me Google what bugs were on.
What a foul boat.
Hold on.
That probably was.
What
I bet it smelled like shit.
We're on
spiders
Noah's
everywhere. Mosquitoes. Ark. Ticks.
What ticks insects were on the Ark?
Oh.
Okay, I'm on answers@genesis.com.
Oh, and so are we.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So,
bees,
bats, they're not bugs.
No, bats aren't bugs
they're
at all.
They're just flyers.
They're mammals,
aquatic,
actually. You know
flying.
What? I can deal with ants. I can deal with bees.
Okay, flying creatures, but that's probably bats and birds. Okay, there are a lot of arguments against insects being taken on the ark. All the animals taken into the ark are described as flesh. Very cool. Okay.
Flesh like mammal?
This flesh. I'm not doing this right
no,
now.
No, don't dive into genesis.org. We see later in the flood account that all forms of life outside the ark that breathe through their nostrils perished. Insects and arachnids do not breathe through the nostrils, so we're not
do
considered.
Do they have nostrils?
We're not considered nepesh chehe, living creatures that needed to be saved as obligate passengers on the ark.
Okay, so how'd they get here?
So explain that.
I can't.
Well,
there must have been some eggs on someone or on one of the flesh.
Ugh, now I feel like they're all over me. Anytime I see a spider, 72 hours, it's still on me in my head.
I haven't seen a spider in so long, but I have a feeling I'm about to.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, you gave me no choice. You manifested.
Anytime someone's like, I'm so alone, there's probably a spider 2 feet away from you somewhere.
Okay, let's move on, just due to me feeling sick.
Itchy everywhere on my body now. Yeah. Are you also itchy?
Yeah, and you know what? I feel bad for the people listening because I bet they're itching and squirming.
Every time we do an episode, I'm like, something we say is going to make someone get in a car wreck.
Uh-huh. Didn't someone already?
Yes.
Okay, let's.
They did.
I'm
thanks
not,
for writing
not
in,
gonna
by the way.
I'm not going to manifest that.
No, no one else. Is ever going to get in another
okay.
car wreck.
I'm going to head back to the bat mitzvah tangent really quick, okay. just because I feel like I'm still actually holding on to a lot of resentment from my childhood. But this is what I had to wear to my bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
Okay, and granted, I did look different at my sister at this time due to like puberty completely doing something to me that I've never seen it do to someone else, which is cool.
Yeah.
But this was me at my bat mitzvah in this two-piece suit. Okay. And I had no choice but to wear the two-piece suit, okay?
Wait, I want to see it.
Mm-hmm. It's not funny.
I like that. No, wait. I promise you it is. This smile, too, is pretty funny in the two-piece suit. This one?
I also love hands in complete fists, okay? Mm-hmm. With a hair tie. Now, here's my sister at her bat mitzvah. Like, I'm actually, like, not healed from this. Okay, we're doing complete ball gown. Okay?
Let me see. Stunning.
Do you see why I'm holding on to this like anger and resentment?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you
my mom completely changed her personality.
I'll tell you how it happens. Because from the first child to the third or last child, something shifts and it's called I don't really give a shit anymore.
It wasn't even that. It was just like, oh, I'm religious for the months that are Brooke's bat mitzvah, and then I completely changed my mind. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's just like it's just like timing never was on my side.
In a similar way, I was always grounded for things, and by the time my sister was the age that I was getting grounded for those things, my parents did not care. So I feel like it might be related in that sense as well. But again, I didn't have a bat mitzvah.
Right.
So I don't know.
Just like so many politics that go into it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think I've ever had a themed anything.
I always used to love my cakes. They were so delicate and intricate is what I meant. Not delicate. They had like, because our neighbor was a cake maker.
Oh my God.
And she would do a full scene. So we had Sandy. We had like, and I remember I always wanted the sand piece. I guess one of my other themes was beach.
Oh, beach.
Ken birthday.
That makes sense for you.
But the sand on the cake, the edible sand was really good.
My birthday cake every single year was, what? Did he fart?
Yeah. Oh, and there's a mosquito biting me. Like, we manifested that. It's been flying around. When I said I was itchy.
At least I'm wearing pants.
Brooke.
No, I don't.
It's right. It landed underneath the table.
I'm not even going to look at it. I'm not giving it. No, if you give it you're giving it the power. I'm not giving it the power. I'm not even acknowledging it.
Well, it didn't bite your ankle three times.
Because I'm wearing pants.
Your ankles.
I had the foresight.
Oh, you do have the foresight.
What was I saying?
Cake.
Oh, my cake every year?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a turtle pie from Baskin Robbins? Like, the most underrated dessert in the entire world. I don't think they still make them. It's a layer of like cookie crumble crust. Because it's like a pie. So it's an Oreo crust, I guess.
Yeah.
Then it's ice cream. And then it's like pecans.
Damn.
And then it's the caramel. And then it's like hot fudge.
That's what you did for your birthday cake?
Every year.
That's like the most random.
It's unbeatable. A Baskin Robbins turtle pie.
I got to try it.
Yeah. I don't know if they still make them though. So
I wouldn't even know how to find a Baskin Robbins.
Are they still in business?
I don't know.
Can we look that up? Speaking of cake, though, ...
Oh, I was like, am I supposed to know what to say? I was like, speaking of cake, and you were quiet, and I was like, oh, yes, speaking of cake.
Speaking of cake.
Oh, I see.
Someone just had a birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yay.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, and for those audio listeners, there's a cake for our food, Connor.
There's a cake that just arrived. Oh my God.
Connor,
you guys,
read what it says.
Never forget. Happy birthday, Fibs.
Oh,
that's so good.
And we won't ever forget.
That's so good. Oh,
should you want us to sing to you?
No.
I can.
Okay. Do it in Hebrew.
I can do that.
Okay.
Yom Oled et Sameach. I'll leave it at that.
That's good. I'll blow out.
Make a wish, though. And then tell us what you wish for. He's still thinking. Go ahead, make a wish for us now. Okay, Connor. What'd you wish for?
I can't tell you. It won't come true.
In this space, it will.
I subscribe to the notion that birthday wishes are for oneself.
Oh.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
You're interesting because like I don't know what you wish for, whereas you would probably be able to guess what I wish for right away.
What would you wish for if it was your birthday today?
I can't say.
You can because it's not.
No, I can't say.
It's not the case.
Well, I probably wished for it this past birthday.
Oh, then yeah.
But
that's a good call.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You want to eat it?
I'm scared for him to wake up and realize that we're eating.
Well, maybe when we go to bonus.
Yeah, when we go to bonus. I want everyone to see the cake though.
This looks like a really good cake.
Ooh. It does.
Ooh, and it's dense. It's a dense, moist cake.
Do you like a dense, moist or an airy, fluffy?
Dense, moist.
Me too.
It's amazing.
It's so
audio pretty. Only. I'm holding it towards the camera. Just watch on YouTube already.
Yeah. And go subscribe while you're at it.
And subscribe, please.
Ooh, how was that?
That's good frosting too.
Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday, King.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
I want to, before we even move on from my birthday, I just want to tell you about my birthday goals.
Mm-hmm.
They're very simple goals. I set really attainable goals this year that it wouldn't be like, learn a new language. It was put your clothes away when you stay in a hotel more than two nights and watch all of Sopranos.
Sopranos?
Sopranos.
That's a good goal.
Thanks. I haven't started that one yet. But
I don't see you liking it.
I just feel like I'm missing out on a lot of relevant conversation because I've never seen it.
Okay.
I don't even know what it is. I don't even know who's like, in it.
Mafia.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
or
awesome.
Mob. What's the difference between the mob and the mafia?
Oh, I don't know. Is there a difference?
I don't know.
Mafia seems Italian, but so does mob.
Yeah, they both do.
I guess let's chalk it up to
DSDF.
Ooh, ooh. Let's chalk it up to the Italians. Chalk it up to Olive Garden.
Okay, sure.
Chalk it up to Unlimited Breadsticks. Should we look it up, though, just so that we can provide a learning moment for the audience?
I think so. That's what our podcast is all about.
The American Mafia, commonly referred to in North America as the Italian-American Mafia, or the Mafia, or the Mob, it's the same. Oh. Mob equals large crowd of people, especially one that is disorderly. Wait. Mafia equals a type of organized crime.
But does the mob have to be Italian? Is that the difference?
No, I think that they were both Italian.
Are there any non-Italian mafias or mobs? Ooh, what are they? What are they? Russian.
Ooh, the Russian mafia. Right. Okay. Irish. They don't seem that dangerous. They're probably like drunk.
Oh my
all the
god.
Time. Ooh.
I wouldn't say.
I don't. I think we can.
There's a Jewish mafia. What are they like? Can we look up the Jewish mafia? The kosher mob.
The kosher mob. And the kosher mafia.
Oh my god, this whole time I had no idea.
Wow. Who was
okay. Jewish American organized crime initially emerged within the American Jewish community. That makes sense. During the late 19th and 20th centuries. Okay. What did they do? Oh my god, look.
Brooke, you can
check
talk
this
about,
out.
Like, what they did.
Check this out. The blah blah blah. The former blah blah.
I love all the names of people in mafias. Bugsy.
Oh my god, get this. Monk Eastman, who himself was most likely not Jewish despite being in the Jewish mafia, operated a powerful Jewish gang that competed with the Italian and Irish gangs for control of New York City's underworld. Where's the underworld?
See, like, it's just underneath
the
world.
I saw someone come out of a sewer dead fucking seriously when I was in New York. Like, literally came out and just, like, went to work.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much operating as normal.
That's insane.
Under there. It's a society. There's a society underneath the ground.
Oh my god, the largely Jewish American and Italian American gang, so combo platter gang, which was known as Murder Inc. Oh
okay,
my god.
Not very subtle. Hey, what do you guys
I will say they always say Jews and Italians are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe this is kind of where it goes back to. Murder Inc. Incorporated LLC.
They loved murdering.
Damn. Wow.
Kosher mob. I like the sound of that. That'd be a great deli.
It would.
Kosher mob.
It would.
Awesome. Free idea.
Nothing like going back home into New York to make you realize there are no good delis here in Los Angeles.
I beg to differ.
No, I'm telling you.
I mean, I don't know if you saw that sandwich I got at Fico's in the West Village in New York.
I just said here. There's no good delis here in Los Angeles. That's in New York, which I just said is where the good delis are.
I just don't. Have you looked for a good deli here?
Yes, Connor. Yeah. Have I looked for a good deli? Yeah, I have.
Okay.
And they're fine.
Yeah.
They're not New York / Philly delis.
There's like a little Jewish area of LA.
I know.
Go like walk through it and see.
I don't really want to.
Well, that's probably a really good deli there.
I don't think, like, that seems like a religious area, and the, like, good delis are, like, not really, like, religious, but more, like, cultural.
Maybe you'll get an answer. Sound off in the comments if you live in LA and there's a really good deli that Brooke hasn't heard
of. Okay, so true.
But, like, not, what's that one that
because
we went
to? I live near, like, Cantor's, which is the most famous one. It's not good, no offense. And then there's another one near me that's better, Daughter's Deli, but it's, like, not. It's not New York, and it's not.
Just joke.
It's not Northeast.
You got a hair in my.
You okay?
No.
Here, have some of your Harry Potter water. Oh my god, it's empty. Let me refill you.
Thank you.
Fill up my cup.
Another glass. Drank. Mazel tov.
L'chaim. That is like that's awesome song.
Crazy that's real.
It is. Oh my god, I would have killed to see you tearing up the dance floor to that song at bat mitzvahs because that was our era.
What song is that?
I got a feeling.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't play that unless, and I would used to knock on wood when that would play and I couldn't change a song because I was so OCD that I was like, I can't like let this be a bad night. If you have a feeling it's going to be a good night, Black Eyed Peas.
I think you've said this before.
I'm going to knock on wood because I like can't risk it.
Yeah.
Because what if it's a bad night?
Right.
All because of
totally.
Me. Shoot. Okay. So my goals.
Okay. Oh.
One was to watch
Hotel.
The Sopranos, which
Sopranos.
Kosher Mob. Okay. Sounds awesome.
Murdering.
I haven't started that. Second was to put up my clothes when I travel and I stay somewhere for more than 2 days.
Okay.
Put my clothes away. Yeah. So I'm not like living out of my
suitcase. Life hack.
Life hack, put your clothes away when you travel so that you can like put stuff down. So I did that when we went to the Hamptons. When I left the Hamptons, I was like, wow, I packed so much better on my way out than when I got here.
I zipped all your clothes up.
I'm usually, thank you for burying the lead.
Not what that means.
I usually have to wrestle my suitcase down like Steve Irwin, hold that thought, and like zip it and it's going to bust. And I'm thinking like, oh, I'm going to have to DM away and be like, I don't know what happened to my suitcase. It just shattered. And not this time. I was leaving and I was like, oh, this is great. This is awesome. Like, I don't know how I packed better. Got home. Half my clothes were hanging. Half were in the dresser. Left everything in the dresser. Mm-hmm. Didn't think to open the drawer on my way out.
Were you able to get them back or?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, hell
no. No. So when I got back to New York and was there for another 5 days, I had to go to shopping each day.
A fun excuse to go shopping.
I know, but it's like less fun out of necessity.
Yeah,
and like,
totally.
And like
because then
recycling.
You can never find anything.
Yeah. And being like, it was also 117 degrees the whole week.
Yeah. Can I circle back to Steve Irwin?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote this on our notes app this week. I just wrote Steve Irwin because... Can you just believe it?
No, I can't.
Like, I can't believe that he existed and then died in that way. And then we're just going about our day-to-day lives, not honoring him with everything we do. What do you do every day to honor Steve Irwin?
I say crikey every single day.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've never heard you say
somebody.
It. Never heard you say it in 3 years.
I said it this morning when I got my coffee.
Okay.
It was so hot. I said crikey.
It.
You should not make this coffee so hot, y'all.
I just, like, can't believe it.
I know. I can't believe we have so many conspiracy theorists out in the world and no one's talking about how
a stingray to the heart.
Steve Irwin got stabbed by a stingray. That's convenient.
You know the worst part? Because I was obviously Wikipedia diving for maybe 16 hours. He literally was talking after it happened.
He would have been fine. In the same way when you run over a nail in your car tire.
Oh, he took it out.
You don't want to take it out, the nail out of the tire because it will deflate. You leave it in and call someone. But him, he took it out and he bled out. But he should have left it in, I think. I don't know. You can't live with a stinger in your heart, I'm sure.
Was it venomous? Bring out the dancing lobsters. We need to do a deep dive live. Stingrays contain venom and spines looking in the back of their tail. Can we look up specifically the stingray that stung Steve Irwin in the heart?
Did they kill it?
I hope so, to be honest.
Yeah.
Although, is it his fault?
Yeah.
Well, I guess technically Steve was in his home, in Stingray's home, or her. Are stingrays girls? Can they be?
I don't know.
Okay.
Where
Steve Irwin was fatally injured by a short-tailed stingray. Oh, a Dicetus barbicudia. On September 4th, 2006, while filming a documentary in the Great Barrier Reef, a month after a tragic event. A month after the tragic event in October 2006, 10 stingrays were found dead and mutilated on Queensland beaches, fueling speculation and mystery.
I mean,
why is no one talking about that?
I just want to say, 10 seems like not that many.
Do you think they were murdered in revenge?
Yes, 100%. Think about what would happen if, like, I don't know, a labradoodle attacked and killed. Sorry, bad example.
Harry Styles.
A pigeon attacked and killed Harry Styles. That's what I was going to say.
Then they'd all be dead.
There'd be dead pigeons askew. There'd be dead.
Everywhere you step, there would be a dead pigeon.
There's pigeons everywhere.
But aren't stingrays a little bit more endangered than pigeons? Like pigeons, it's like, okay.
I don't know. Are short-eared stingrays?
Probably.
Okay. Are they going to be okay?
Yeah. It sounds like Decidus berevacutate are endangered, if I've ever heard of it.
Oh, look who can suddenly pronounce the hardest word in the ever.
Connor, I did not pronounce that right.
Berevacutate. Yeah, that seems...
Oh, I didn't know you knew how to pronounce it.
I do because you said it.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, that looks like a dangerous beast. I probably wouldn't have gotten that close to
massive.
That.
Oh, that's massive. That's not a stingray.
No, that's a short-tailed stingray.
Can you Google if they can be girls?
Brooke, of course. I mean... Yeah.
Or is it like, are they agendered? Or sexed? Can, yes.
Be girls. During the mating, the male and the female.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Damn.
Are stingrays friendly to humans?
No.
Wow, someone born in 2002
they're not aggressive.
Searched that.
Can we look up more specifically what happened to Steve?
I don't think they're poisonous. I think it was a barb.
You think it was
I think it was a barb and it punctured his heart and then he bled out.
Because he took it out?
Yeah, because he took it out, I think he bled out.
Wow, there's so much mystery. Okay. Oh my God, that is so scary that it was on
Irwin's death is the only fatality from a stingray captured on video.
I know.
Convenient. Although it has not been released to the public and is one of the few human deaths from stingrays.
Okay. While swimming in the water, he approached the stingray. He initially believed he had only punctured. Oh, and then it punctured. He initially believed he had only punctured a lung. However, the stingray's barb pierced his heart, causing him to bleed to death. I don't think he took it out, did he? Because, oh, it's so scary and sad.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't even remember that happening. You think you would remember?
I do. Like, that's like as prominent to me as 9/11.
Like, I would
I'm
think.
I'm being serious.
I would think I remembered. That but I don't.
Look at everybody, they're in shambles.
Yeah,
he was like a president to the Australians too, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, shock and distress, I'd say so.
We don't have someone that like
we don't have an
Bear Grylls. Like if I guess he's not American, but if Bear Grylls died, I'd be like,
who's that?
Yeah, he just ate a bat raw, of course he died. Yeah, he's scaling a waterfall, of course he died. Steve Irwin, nah.
No, he really spoke to the animals in a way that no one else has.
I was saying earlier that this is the dog that's going to end up talking to me.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
What makes you say?
There's a person inside his body.
I saw it in the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Human eyes.
Ocean eyes. Real eyes. Real eyes. Real eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
So today, guys, we've covered so far bugs, air tags, bat mitzvahs, and Steve Irwin.
And... there was one other thing. Jewish mafia.
Oh, the Jewish mafia.
Murdering, so.
The kosher mob. So just so everyone's aware, they're out there and they are delicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how have you been since I last saw you two weeks ago?
I don't even remember the last time I saw you.
The podcast 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, good. I don't think I've done that much.
New York.
I was in New York that whole time. Went to the Hamptons. It was super fun. Went back. Tried to do... It turns out Fashion Week, I don't really understand what it is. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be here because I went on the Morning Toast in New York, which was awesome, on that Thursday. So I had to fill up meetings and stuff.
Right.
I've got the show in New York November 11th. That's at Chelsea City Music Hall. Sorry, I've been saying the wrong venue on here for 2 weeks. Chelsea Music Hall. And tickets are live right now, but I'll post about it. But... I like had meetings for that, and then I had a couple random things, but I was like, I'm going to see if I can get on the list of any of these fashion things. I did. I got to see the Strokes at the J. Crew
That's
event.
Really cool.
That was star-studded. I was really shocked that I got to get in there, but that was awesome. And then went to Vogue. So two things I shouldn't have been invited to.
Those are two big things.
Yeah. And then I went to the U.S. Open of tennis. Now... it is, like I said, 115 degrees. We talked about this on the Morning Toast, but like, you know how people in Arizona are like, oh, it's only like 94 degrees there. Like, you would die in Arizona. It's like, that's why we don't live in Arizona.
Right.
Because we would die. And I don't have an interest in living in Arizona.
No, it's
I can't
horrible.
Handle the heat.
No offense.
So I didn't know how to dress to go to the U.S. Open. I wanted to look kind of classy. How can you look classy when you're also having heat stroke symptoms? And I'm soaking wet. And I sweat so much more than the normal person, I figured out.
No, you don't.
Brooke, yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm looking at these people, hot, hot, hot people. Not
hot,
even
like hot or hot?
Sexy. And they don't even have a drop of sweat, it appears. I look like someone dumped a bucket of ALS ice bucket challenge on me. I am drenched. Brooke, the more I'm thinking about how hot I am, and then someone tells me that someone had a heat stroke yesterday, the more I convince myself I'm about to have a heat stroke. I found someone that worked at the US Open of Tennis venue, and I said, can you find me some scissors, sir? I went in the bathroom, I cut the legs off my Levi's. Now I'm at the US Open in jean shorts. They are frayed across the bottoms. Like, it looks like it was just bad. I was like, I thought I was going to have a seizure, so I would like cut my pants into shorts in the bathroom. And then I didn't know what to do with the legs. Because the towel...
Sleeves.
I was too hot for sleeves, Brooke. I was wearing a short sleeve shirt. So then I'm like, I can't... Because the towel return for the napkins in there was not a trash can. It was like, we're going to wash these and like reuse them. So I couldn't put my denim jean legs in there. So I just sneak out into like the open and toss the pants of my legs into a trash can.
Oh. Well, you looked cute from your photo.
Glanks. And now, back to real life.
Yeah.
Back to reality.
Welcome back.
Thanks. That's it. I mean, that's really it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. How about you? How was New York for you?
I had the greatest time.
Yeah. It seemed like it.
Ever.
Yeah.
Which is shocking because I went with my friend Alexa. But when I did all the stuff that I was really excited to do, I did it alone.
Yeah.
Which like is not something that I do. And I had like the best time, and it was also just like super rewarding because it's like, oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
But basically we stayed at a hotel that I paid full price for despite trying my best efforts. And, you know, the reason I was going was to see the last performance of Funny Girl.
Yes.
So the day came, and as we were discussing on the podcast a few weeks ago, I was shocked at how cheap my ticket was.
Yeah.
It was like $200, which is like... very cheap compared to the other $600 ones.
$600.
There were like $500 to $600. The other
ones. That's like Taylor Swift tickets.
I mean, it was like the last performance.
Okay.
Some were $400 too, but I was just like, I'll get the $200 one. Like, there is nothing. There is literally nothing different about this $200 ticket and the one next to it that is $400. Okay, got the $200 one.
No sirens going off.
Sirens going off. Completely able to purchase it on the website with no additional prompts. Whatever. I get to the venue, the theater venue, and it was M17. So I get to row M. I'm seeing 16. M15, 16. That's the end of the row. I say, okay, no worries. It'll be behind us. We're seeing N1, N2,
right.
N3. Okay, I look in front of us. Okay, what's before M? I'm seeing O1, O2.
Wait, L.
So I ask the usher, and I say, where's seat M17, by the way? And he just looks at me and he goes, I'm so sorry. You should not have been allowed to buy that seat. It's not a seat.
It's
an empty space that you could roll a wheelchair into.
Right. Yeah.
But it is not a seat. So there I was standing in the empty crevice of M17. So I was like, okay, so what do I do, by the way? And he was like,
I'm just going to have a wheelchair on site that I could.
I didn't have a wheelchair on my person.
No, I think. Yeah, I was like.
Right.
What if you were in crutches just standing there for the whole show?
Right. So I was like, what do I do? And they were like, we're just going to have you stand in this room and we're going to figure out like what we can do to accommodate you.
Yeah.
So at this point, I'm like almost in tears because I'm just like, I have to see the show.
Yeah.
Like, or unfortunately, I will die.
Yeah.
So I'm in a room with people who also require additional assistance to access their seats. So it was just us for a while. You know,
were they looking at you like this bitch?
I think they were wondering why I was in the room because I was standing. So I love it.
You should have been like, oh my God, a miracle.
So
what?
Eventually the guy comes back and is like, okay, these are the seats we can offer you.
Yeah.
Since M17 doesn't exist. And by the grace of God, it was further back. It was S1, but S1 was actually a better view than M17 because it was like in the aisle, nothing in front of me. Okay. Whereas M17 would have been obstructed by people's heads.
Right.
So I could see like clear view to the stage.
Nice, by the way. Like, how could that have ever happened?
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
And in that moment, because I had such a clear view, I was also able to see my friend Jonathan Groff right. at that time. So I like was started to break out in a sweat. I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. Like, he was being swarmed. And at this point, I had decided to redeem my free cocktail that I had been granted due to the troubles that I had gone through, the trials and tribulations, just, you know, to make everything right. So I got my free cocktail and I was sipping on that during all of Act One, but I also couldn't help but feel Jonathan's presence, like
I know
the whole
time, exactly, like what you're talking about.
Hairs on my arm, all standing up, and he was wearing these gorgeous glasses, and he was sitting next to Leah's mom.
Good.
And I was just like a little bit on edge, but I also was completely locked into Act One, which was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. Leah is Connor. She's not. She's AI. It felt like there was an iPod in her throat. And the music was coming out of the iPod that was located in her throat because it didn't sound like a human could make those noises and hit those notes. It sounded like a computer generated sound. So after the Act One, I had ingested all of my cocktail.
Yeah.
And I was actually feeling like a little bit brave.
Yeah.
Because of my vodka soda with a spritz of lime.
Liquid courage.
Yeah, liquid courage. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So there was a line like fully like throughout the entire aisle, like and back towards like the concession stand, and he was like in the front of the theater. So there was like maybe
there was a line
a mile to meet him.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like at your comedy show when people were also like, "Hi, Brooke."
Yeah.
It was like that kind of thing. Like you, if you go to a
that makes
show
sense.
With Leah in it, you're
you
gonna freak out
about
that before
you
went.
You were like, "He's gonna be there."
Yeah.
He's gonna,
yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
So I had gotten myself in line, and at this point I'm like talking to everyone, like out of nerves and shaking as well. And I got so lucky that a lot of people there were familiar with the pod.
Oh, good.
So they were able to let me go.
Good.
They let me go in front of them,
which
was really sweet.
Wow. That's
because I
awesome.
Think they knew
that
it was like probably the most important day of my life.
Yeah.
And I want to, thank them all. Yeah. They were so sweet. And then this older gentleman, I'm getting closer and closer to Jonathan. Yeah. I can see him and his gorgeous glasses and his curls were just perfectly done. And this old gentleman was like watching me panic, and he was like, "You know what, honey, we're going to get you closer to the front. We're going to say your family." And he's like walking me to the front. And he's like, "She's family. She's family." And then I look at him and I was like, "Do you know Jonathan?" No, he didn't. He was just letting everyone know out of the goodness of his heart. And I was like, "You know what? I'm fine. I'm going to take it from here," because he was actually starting to make me a little nervous. Yeah. But thanks to him as well for that life hack.
Life hack.
Say your family.
Life hack.
By
get
this
an old,
random gentleman,
crazy yes. man. To
he was leading
put his body
me.
On
he was
land.
Leading me through.
Well, how many people did you skip to get closer? Do you think?
Maybe like 150. I had to.
Your hands. Were
I
tied.
Literally did. I like had so many.
Your tubes were tied
I had
at,
so
that,
many
at that moment.
Services at my disposal. I had that man. I had these nice fans, and then finally, I'm so close to him. I can literally smell him. And then Leah's mom comes and is like at, right at me is like, "I'm so sorry, you guys, like I'm gonna have to cut this off," because the poor guy was like completely
exhausted.
And I looked at Leah's mom and I was like, "You know what, like it's fine, like I'm too nervous anyway." And she goes, "No, you're meeting him."
Leah's mom said
Leah's
that to mom, you
Leah's mom was like, "Not like everyone needs to go, but not you, you stay." And I'd like to think she saw a little bit of her daughter in me.
No, she probably saw identical her daughter in you.
Like I really like she really seemed to there's like was some sort of connection between me and
maybe she's a
and,
listener
and Mrs. Michelle. No, she wasn't.
Oh,
I you could just tell. But like I just there was a connection between me and her.
Yeah.
And she kind of just like stood next to me as I went ahead and introduced myself. And here are the things that I said.
Well, as a previously disabled woman earlier in the night, that was really that was really nice of her.
I had a lot of one-on-one aids throughout this experience. I had the old man. I had her. Okay. I wrote down immediately once I got back to my seat things I said to Jonathan.
Good for you for keeping a list. I love lists.
Yeah. Okay. Got up to him. I said, "Sorry, you must be completely drained." He said, "I'm okay." And then I said, "I just have to tell you." Stared at him in complete silence for about, it was probably like 10 seconds, but it feels like forever.
10 seconds is forever.
10 seconds is forever when you say, "I just have to tell you," and then start staring at someone not saying anything.
I'd be scared.
Then I said, "I love the Spring Awakening soundtrack." He said, "Thanks." He's so sweet, though. He's being so sweet.
Yeah.
And then every time he said thanks, I was just like, "Let me say something else." Whereas in reality, I should have just went on my way. Okay. Then I said, "I would not be here today."
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Without your cover of Bohemian Rhapsody.
That would have been enough. Just that would have been good.
He said, thank you. Yeah. And I said, also your cover of Lionel Richie's Hello.
Yeah.
And he said, thank you. And then I said, do you mind if I take a picture with you?
Which is, yeah.
And then he said, that's fine. And then I took about 16 completely blurry ones. And I said, sorry, those blurred out. I'll just take some more. And he said, that's fine. And then I don't really remember anything he said or anything about him. I just remember that he is so sweet and the love of my life. And just like,
that's a good picture.
I could not have been happier in that moment. And then I went back to my seat and sat in complete silence for the 15 minute intermission. Yeah. And didn't barely move.
No one is talking about his tasteful stubble.
No one's talking about it. That's my friend Natalie. No one's talking about his tasteful stubble. The glasses are incredible. Love his hair. It's perfect length. And I just adore him
good,
and Leah's
good
mom.
Hairline.
And
good
I just
hairline.
Had the really the best experience at Funny Girl. And I'd like to thank everyone at the theater for accommodating me in seat S1 and for the free cocktail. I also could have gotten a free shirt, but the usher wanted to take me to get a free shirt during this moment. And I had other plans. To meet Jonathan.
I think that this
so
was,
I didn't get the free show.
This was well worth your time.
But yeah, it was also the best show I've ever seen, and she is like a force. And
not to make this about me, but top comment much?
What'd you say?
1,200 likes on my comment?
Well, yeah.
Manifestation space much? It was. That's
it was.
What it was.
Brooke, if you know anything, you know he's going to be there.
From
you know
anything No. From start to finish. Seat wasn't there. You move to the aisle. You have a direct line sight from him. People that listen to the podcast there that allowed you to skip. Crazy old man, which is probably God.
I think he was. He literally was Mr. Bean from what all those movies that
I
Mr. Bean
I literally can't think of who else that would have been besides God. And then you're there. And then Lea Michele's mom, who I assume God osmosis into.
I agree.
To see you and say, come on, do it. And then he was just a nice guy. Come on. That's like...
No, you know what?
There's a lot of factors at play there. He could have had a... He could have said, I'm about to shit my pants and needed to leave right there, like right before you got there.
Do you know what the biggest factor is? Thank God M17 did not exist. Otherwise, I would not have gotten my drink for my troubles and gotten the carriage.
See,
to do
like
it.
There's a lot of. You know what that is?
God was in the theater.
God is in the room with us right now because that's the butterfly effect. And that was, oh, that's Nelson Mandela.
That's the Nelson Mandela effect.
Wait.
That's the Mandela effect.
Mandela. Okay, I got to mix up. Butterfly effect. I don't remember what I was going to say,
it's
how
okay.
that related at all.
It's
but
all
that
right.
was a butterfly effect.
Yeah. It was nuts.
That's awesome.
But so in summary, that was better than my interaction with Matthew Greg Ubler, which has actually been keeping me up at night recently.
No.
Due to that being so bad. But this isn't what I'm going for. So I'm still learning. And what would you do better about that interaction? Just stop talking earlier on?
No, I think you nailed it, honestly.
It wasn't the staring for 10 seconds was hard. And I just like kept going. I think I need to think of one solid, really good niche thing that I love that they've done. Leave it at that.
Your cover of Bohemian Rhapsody, like...
That wasn't even like, I don't know why I even said that.
That wasn't one of his
like main contributions. Although it is remarkable. I'll say that.
I thought it was good. I mean, okay. I can't really think of anything. I think you nailed it at only having the one cocktail. Imagine if you would have had three.
I know. Can you imagine?
No, you would have been body bagged out of there.
I know.
You would have been wheelchaired out of there.
I know. I would right, be back in M17.
Back in M17, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm only getting better.
Mwah. Yeah, work in progress. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I also don't know, like, if you realize this would be like me in 2 years meeting Andrew Garfield. Like, he was the biggest crush I've ever had in my life,
yeah.
Jonathan.
A gay man.
Ever. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So.
That tracks.
Oh, Jonathan, I miss him. I love him. And
that was.
And I could look at that forever. Let's frame it. Let's frame it and put it on our
We
desk.
Should. Yeah, we should have it here.
Yeah. Well, do you have any questions for me?
No, I think you nailed it. And also storyteller much?
Was that a
nailed
good
it, yeah, start to finish.
Oh.
Not a dull moment.
Oh my God.
And we were on the edge of our seat. I didn't know you were in the room back there.
Didn't know I was in the room where
no,
it happened?
I didn't know about Mr. Bean. No, that was
Oh,
good.
Mr. Bean, yeah. I loved him, even though I loved him. Yeah. I also saw Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Yes.
Which Did you know there's an eighth Harry Potter story that's written by J.K. Rowling?
I didn't know there were seven Harry Potters.
Okay, there's seven. And then recently, like when I was in college, J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter and the Cursed Child as a play. So it's like you buy
it. There's no book?
It's a book, but it's a play. You know how plays are also in book form? And you just read it in the form of a play, like dialogue?
Like stage right?
Yeah, that's what you would be reading.
What?
It's just like lines. You're reading it in the form of like dialogue, not as like a story. Oh, does that make sense? You're reading.
Yeah. Okay.
And like stage direction. Like, okay. So that's what she came out with. And then it became a play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. So good. I read the book, but I forgot everything that I read the play, but forgot everything that happened. So Connor, the Dementors come out into the stage.
Are they flying?
They're flying. They're like, you can feel them.
They're
over you. They're coming you.
And how nice not to have to read that. You can just watch.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. I don't know if you'd like it, but still really
cool. Harry Potter.
Yeah. But you know what's kind of like the only criticism I have? So the eighth story, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, is about like Harry and Ron and Hermione's kids going to Hogwarts. But Harry and Ron and Hermione are in it as adults. But it's like, it's not aligned with the way that I feel like they would have been as adults. Like, it's like, that's not Harry.
Mm.
Harry wouldn't have said that.
That's not my Harry.
You know, that's not my Harry.
Well, so
that's
Daniel Radcliffe has changed a lot as well. I don't know if you've seen his Wolverine body recently.
Do you know what Daniel Radcliffe
is
doing
shredded.
Right now?
He has 0% body fat and is like a gigantic man. He looks like Liver King right
Wait,
now.
Wait, pull him up. He's in a play right now, opening on the 17th or the 19th, I forget, called Merrily We Roll Along, him and Jonathan Groff. Bet you didn't see that coming.
No, I didn't. Of course. Right there, the bottom left picture.
Do you think he's looking
that's
at for Merrily We Roll Along?
Because he's in like,
what?
He looks like Sparta right now.
Oh, he's doing Sparta right now.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know.
Yeah. Like, what? That's alarming because that's not a Harry Potter that I've... That's not my Harry
That's
Potter.
That's not my Harry Potter.
It's hard to look at. That's my Dementor, maybe.
Oh my God, I can't. You would freak at the Dementors.
Really?
Yeah. Spooky.
Anything else from the trip?
Yeah. I put it in our notes. But I could just say it in bonus because they're not as good stories. You know what I mean? Should we go to bonus?
We can go to Bone Zone. I'll take one more shameless plug if I can have it.
Oh yeah, wait, I have two things really quick that I want to say. First thing is, how often do you feel like you think about the Roman Empire?
I just asked this question to my friends.
Did you really?
How often do you think about it?
I just said he reminds me of Sparta, so that's one time today so far.
So you would say?
Never.
Oh, you would say never?
No.
Okay.
I think about like the era of the Boston Tea Party a lot because I think that seemed like a really fun event.
Oh, okay. You're more of a Boston Tea Party guy. There's a trend on TikTok where it's girls asking guys how often they think about the Roman Empire, and every single guy says at least once a day.
That's not true.
Okay, you're breaking barriers. Gender norm.
Okay, men in the room, how often do you guys think of the Roman Empire? Zero. We've got a zero. We've got a zero over here. Okay, once every couple weeks. Okay, never would that cross my mind.
I don't really get it either. But it is pretty unanimous that all of the guys are saying they think about it. Very
I want to know how often Larry David thinks about the Roman
Empire.
Oh, what?
Did you see my shirt?
Oh, I love that. Taylor Swift and Larry David on a tee.
I got a boyfriend. He's older than us. You could say that.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's gorgeous.
I wonder if Larry has any recommendations for a good deli. I bet he does.
Oh. Yeah, I bet he does.
But he's a New York king, so.
But he also wouldn't tell you about it, I feel like.
You think he's a gatekeeper?
Yeah.
100%. Okay.
You said you had two things.
Oh. Yeah. The other thing is, I just wanted to let you know, in terms of life hacks and ice, I saw someone eating Fruit Loops with milk. Once all the Fruit Loops were gone, they took the Fruit Loops milk, made ice cubes of the Fruit Loops milk, put it back in their cereal the next day.
Mimi does that. Hank's girlfriend, Mimi.
Wow.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
It's the same concept. There's also people doing that with overnight oats.
Making overnight oat cubes?
Taking the milk from their cereal, using that as with the oats. And then the oats taste like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or what have you. or in my world, Applewood smoked sausage milk, put that in my overnight oats, and then they taste like sausage.
Okay. Last question for you.
Yeah, hit me.
How do you pronounce the word? And I'm going to spell the word out for you.
Yeah.
So actually listen very closely.
Ooh, big stretch. He's passed out. So he's sweet. PTFO vibes.
He's such a good boy. Okay, ready? How do you pronounce the word? I-R-R-E-V-O-C-A-B-L-E.
Irrevocable.
Damn.
How would you say it?
The Twilight girls say irrevocable.
Oh, that's...
Because that's how she pronounces it in Twilight. So all people who like Twilight will say irrevocable, but it's pronounced irrevocable. So you're saying it right, but I would always say irrevocable.
I know some people who say comparable or comparable.
I guess that... I say comparable.
No, you don't.
I swear on my life.
How is that comparable? How's that comparable? Oh, what? I don't know, I guess.
But it's like science that Twilight people say irrevocable and non-Twilight
things
people say irrevocable.
Things stay with you. My camp that I went to every summer was called Incomparable Camp Ozark. So that's what I think about.
You went to Camp Ozark?
Yeah, I've told you that 50,
maybe that's
40,
who I know that
times.
Goes there. Maybe it's just you. Yeah. Okay, let's move to bonus then.
I want
to
tell real quick.
Okay.
But my drink comes out with Flying Embers.
Oh, yeah?
By the time this comes out, I'll have announced it on my Instagram.
That's exciting.
And it will launch Friday. It's a spicy lime margarita. And it has zero sugar. And it has zero...
calories?
Either calories or carbs. And at this time, I don't know the
difference. Carbs. Has to be carbs.
Yeah.
Or calories, maybe.
It's like...
Well, if something has zero calories, it can't have carbs.
Where can people buy it?
I will post about that. Look at my Instagram, please. Because I don't remember. They'll be available
good?
Online. Yeah. You'll taste it on Friday.
Yeah.
Didn't you say they have a Brooke and Connor can?
And it has a call out to Brooke and Connor on the back of the can.
That's very cool.
So
I can't wait to see
it. It's not live on the site right now. I wish I could show it. I was going to bring a can and then my ass forgot.
Okay.
Because I brought this damn dog.
Right. He's dead asleep.
He's dead ass asleep. Can you imagine being a dog that like, he's just like, oh yeah, no, I'm in this place with like 15 people I've never met. Do you mind if I fall asleep on the floor?
I love napping with people around. That feeling of like being alone together is one of the best.
Alone?
Let's go to the bonus.
Alone
though.
Together.
Yeah. Alone
great
together.
Feeling.
Great name for a podcast.
Alone together.
I'll
see
well,
you.
Well, offline with you.
See you in
the
bonus.
Bonus.
Bye.
Bye. This week on Close Friends.
Maybe some people haven't seen guinea pigs because they do look like a Pokemon. And then we keep the horrible stories for this because I think the people in this group message can
handle it.
Can handle it and put the pieces together. I'm going to Pavlov his ass off when we get home.
How are you going to Pavlov him?
By being like, when we're on a podcast studio, you have to be well behaved. Something I was not going to say in the main. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.